Good morning. We are doing a series on Psalm 23, and our worship leader calls to worship during Lent. And so Annie had the first verse last week, "The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want." And I will do the second verse, "He makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside still waters." He makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside still waters. The imagery that pulls up, I wanted to talk about for just a second. The image that always comes into my head, and probably a lot of yours as well, I imagine. Around here, most of our rivers and streams have what I like to call a meadow stretch or a meadow section. And if you go, usually it's pretty high up on the stream. The stream will meander through a little kind of a flat spot. Usually it's real meadowy in the summer, very green, full of green grass and still waters. And it's a tough place to fish. A lot of times the fish are pretty scared in there. They're pretty vulnerable. But it's a beautiful, to just sit and look at it, it's very beautiful. Annie and I hiked up the Upper Gallatin last year, and there's a stretch like that there where the river starts to meander, and green meadows and wildflowers, and it just really brings that image of peace into your heart. If you just sit there and watch, it's probably sitting there and watching is more productive than trying to fish. Long leaders, and you got to be sneaky and stealthy. And I saw a big fish up there, but that's all I can say. But I'm sure for David, it conjured up the same image. And as he was a former shepherd, it was a little bit different image because green grass and still waters mean a lot to the shepherd too. It's a nice place for the sheep to graze. It's a time, probably there's a time when the grass is green and there's not as much worry about the sheep. And sheep really do require still waters to drink. I've seen them drown in irrigation ditches. So they're kind of a helpless creature in many ways. It seems like they just, everything kills sheep. if you've ever been around them, they're delicate, and there's a lot of danger, and a lot like us, I guess, with sin. You know, we need the help of our shepherd, and sheep definitely need help to make it out there in the world. It's a tough world for them, and we know, of course, that if we follow God, He will lead us to peace, that our sins are forgiven, that at the end of our earthly life, we have a wondrous new life to look forward to. And that's something the main way that certainly God guides us to peace. In chapter 14 of John, when Jesus is explaining that the Holy Spirit will still be with us when He is gone from the earth, He says, "Peace I leave with you, my peace I give to you. Not as the world gives do I give to you. Let not your hearts be troubled, neither let them be afraid." And of course, in Philippians 4, verses 6 and 7, Paul says, "Do not be anxious about anything, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God." And you'll recognize this. "And the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus." So basically, if we pray, if we study His Word, and if we follow God, He will indeed make us lie down in green pastures and lead us beside still waters. Now, if you'd please join me in the Apostle.